Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the coronavirus's impact on reality TV, Jake Paul harassing Zayn, Corey gives his take on Love is Blind on Netflix, and we review the new music videos from Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, and Lady Gaga. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hello, my stupid love.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sweet little pig girl.
Oh, what's the difference? Oink, well, oink.
Stupid little love, pig love girl.
Justice for swine.
Truly, truly.
We are living in a post-LG6 debut world.
Can we just call it Chromatica?
Can we? I don't know. By the time this comes out, so this is going to be in a few days, anything could be announced by then, but you really think it's going to be called, the album's going to be called Chromatica?
Yeah, she had it at the, there was a slide at the end of the video and the start of the Stupid Love video that both said Chromatica.
Well, some people are speculating that it could be the album title. Some people are speculating that it could be the name of the world in which all the music will live in.
No. That's called Enigma.
Nobody can ever say she doesn't have ideas.
Lady Gaga, you know what they say? She's got an imagination.
I was wondering, what's that like to just have, like, just you can come up with new things in your head?
You haven't had a new idea in years.
Help. That's not true. No. I've got a hit new video coming out soon, I'm sure.
Probably the same day this podcast is dropping.
Yeah.
My new podcast is dropping.
So what'd you think of the new song, since we hadn't heard it yet?
Yeah, brand new information. My favorite thing about the new Lady Gaga video is that it's exactly the length of the song.
I was going to say, I thought when she kept doing samples, like little previews, I was like, oh, girl, here comes plotline. She's about to give us 13 minutes.
I thought that we're going back to Marry the Night. We are getting a full planetary save the world. This whole video is very break free. But I mean, at least Lady Gaga danced in that. Ariana Grande did not move in the break free video.
Yeah, she was giving me, yes, break free, Ariana Grande. She was giving me the Grimes music video for, what's the song?
I've never listened or watched a Grimes video.
Or there's a look in a Grimes, whatever, all the gays who keep talking about it. But I gotta say, the general public has no fucking clue what the hell that is.
Yeah. Do you think I'll soon be able to do a power hour of all pop queens with space videos?
Sure. Well, everything's shot in space.
It's we're in space right now, baby.
But is everything shot on iPhone?
which iPhone was it? Did she have 5G?
I don't know. When somebody recently was showing me their phone and it said 5G, I thought, wow.
Yeah. Rich. Last night, I went to dinner with a friend last night, and my phone had no service in the restaurant, and I was trying to show him a cute boy on Instagram, and I was like, well, I have no service. We'll have to wait until we get outside. And then he gave me his phone. He had 5G. I was like, okay, brag.
Yeah, that's it's almost too much. You don't need that much power.
I was like, I get it. You're rich.
Yeah. Could you tell?
I don't know if, like, it was impressive that it was shot on an iPhone, to be honest. Because it maybe I was just watching it low quality. Like, you know how you can change the quality on what you watch?
I guess I knew you could do that, but I don't think anyone does it, do they?
I need to watch the video fully loaded, HD, 1080, whatever the hell.
Honey, run down to your living room and put it on.
Well, I've only watched it on my phone. I went to bed at 8 p.m. last night, and I set an alarm for 45 minutes from then, like a timer, so I could wake up and watch it and then go back to sleep.
I was at High Tops, the bar here in San Francisco, and they played it at 9 o'clock on the dot when it came out, and then they played it again at 9:10. The song, not the video, but I was here for it.
True givers. Did you buy it yet?
I mean, I streamed it on Spotify, which I pay for.
Thank you.
There were a lot of gays at the bar last night said they had never heard it. And I thought, she's not here. You don't have to pretend. But they were being serious.
I'm telling you, we are truly in a bubble of, like, you know, really tuned in pop culture divas. Like, there's a certain type of gay that's heard this music. And then when you think of, if there's gays out there that hadn't heard Stupid Love yet, imagine how many straight people hadn't heard it yet.
Babe, the straight people aren't going to hear it for another 4 months. That's how it works. It's like when you go to Michigan in the summer and they're playing Taylor Swift's song from 8 months ago.
Cool for which summer?
Yeah, you need to calm down.
Oh, there we go. Okay. speaking of T Swift, are we moving on from Gaga? Do you feel sufficiently? Have you said all your points?
I mean, all I want to say is I love the song. I'm happy she's back. I'm ready for the album. I was reading today because, like, Billboard put out an article that they'd love to do everything we know about LG6, but there are actually quotes from her this time. And I read one that was like, she said this era, she just wants it to be fun music that makes people happy. And I thought, what a good message to have behind an album. Like, it made me really happy reading that.
Yeah, I mean, we come from a perspective of, okay, so this is her, what, sixth album, not including Cheek to Cheek, or is that including Cheek to Cheek? I don't know.
Not including that, or Star is Born soundtrack.
Well, oh, not including that?
No.
Oh, well. And each one had to have, like, a thing. So, like, the Fame was about the pursuit of fame. The Fame Monster was about, like, the downside of fame.
I know whose tweet you're reading right now.
Right. Well, I needed to pull up the list in order. Blah, 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 blah. And then somebody said, and then Chromatica is going to be about colors. And
I saw that same tweet you just read and I hated it.
Okay.
You really lost me at colors.
Let me keep it going, because Matt Rogers, I actually always really do love. Matt Rogers said, Born This Way is radical queer empowerment. Art pop is fame and pop as art. Joanne is the personal behind the persona. Star is Born is performance of fame in classic sense. Chromatica is colors.
I mean, I wish he just would have made every other letter capital lowercase.
Sure.
And added a few more exclamation points, and then I would have laughed. But I thought, you really ruined that tweet.
Yes, I agree. Well, I think the thing that ruined the tweet for me is every title had a colon, space, the rest, but A Star Is Born is missing the space between the colon and the
rest. Oh, God. How do we help people?
I couldn't retweet it after that. I'm sorry. It's like in Quiplash, I can't vote for typos. No matter how funny you might be, I cannot vote for a typo.
Well, that's the rule we play by as well.
With this new era, do you feel like maybe you might be a kindness punk?
I think I've always been a kindness punk. You know I live in my heart and you know I love fun.
I don't know about that.
All of your friends that I, like, hadn't known in real life but then, like, meet at festivals, they all tell me, oh, Corey loves fun. Remember when I had that flower?
Yeah, because usually you're cracked out and you're just, your eyes are in the back of your head and you're screaming, I love fun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called branding and you've pushed the message.
I love fun. I love dancing. I love flowers. I love smelling.
Color. I will say the music video shot on iPhone looked like a lot of outfits that I would definitely want for a festival.
Yeah, I thought we could easily, like, pick one color each and represent that.
Represent a different Chromatica tribe?
Yeah, yeah. I really liked the green, like, earth plant people.
Could you tell? I didn't. That looked so Joanne Fabrics.
I know it really
I
did.
Was like, girl, go to Mickey's, get some real plants just for the day. Like, it's not that hard.
Mickey's WeHo?
Yeah. No, isn't there like a Mickey's like fucking plant store? That's where I got all my plants.
I don't know. Who can ever be sure?
Go to Home Depot for all I care. Get just buy some plants.
Foliage. They looked,
foliage, yes. It looked like I was on the set of a very cheap...
Between two ferns.
Sure, even that, yeah.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Do you think that there are social implications to this music video?
Just like, is there a message behind the music? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Is she going to do that?
I mean, I thought it read a little that way. I was like, is she bringing together all the aliens of different colors?
Well, she is a kindness punk.
And she thought, no more fighting. What the quote at the beginning, it's all, the world was in shambles.
But Lady Gaga said, no fighting.
She said, no fighting. She lifted those two men up that were brawling and she threw them on the floor.
She better. When I see people getting physical, I throw them across the room.
Same.
To say, no physical.
Well, you know what they say, yeah. The best way to stop fighting is by punching someone else.
Right, to lift them off the ground with your powers and then
physically
drop them.
Lord, lift us up.
Lord, drop us down. I don't know. I think my favorite video so far of 2020 mm-hmm. might be physical.
The Dua Lipa video?
Dua Lipa.
I don't think I watched it.
Oh my God. Now, if you thought Chromatica was giving you colors, baby.
Well, physical.
Whew.
If you follow me on Twitter, mm-hmm. You'll know that I just recently came back around to Physical by Dua Lipa. I still don't know how you're going to dance to it at the club, but...
It
came on when I was in my Barry's boot camp class and we were on our backs doing bicycle kicks.
Sure.
And let me tell you, was that ever the song you wanted to be bicycling to?
Absolutely. In the same regard, if you are walking down the street and you put on...
Physical?
No. Bad Love? Stupid Love. If you put on Stupid Love, whoo, it's fun to strut to.
Oh, I just like, I've been listening to it all day and I just keep thinking, I want to go on a run and listen to this.
Absolutely. Did you watch, there's a couple other videos that came out recently, Harry Styles Falling.
Yeah, it's very, as you know, I really like the album. Mm-hmm. the
Me too.
I like that song. Yeah, it's a very like let's cook dinner and be mellow. And then I just thought he looks very pretty in that periwinkle blouse underwater.
That's what I'm looking for.
Lots of chiffon. Lots of chiffon moments.
Lots of chiffon. That could be a drag name.
Lots of chiffon.
Lots of.
That's my drag clown name.
It was borderline clown, but you know what? I liked it. Doja Cat, do you care about her? Do you know anything about her?
I do. Okay. I mean, I watched that whole minute 45 second video you sent us in a group thread that I wished I would have could have got my life back to.
Oh, so she's a rapper, and sure. The video that I saw was like my first intro to her, and it was an Instagram live of her like just talking to fans, and she was coked out of her mind allegedly, but she like was like sniffing her nose and scratching and getting her coke out of her nostrils.
I just thought she was giggly, but what do I know?
Well, I'll tell you what you don't. Here's what you don't know. She looked like she had just railed a line of cocaine.
Oh, well, I like her song Boss Bitch.
Oh my God. That's definitely in my top three most played songs of the year.
Already. Good. I think I sent it to you when it came out.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Scroll up. Scroll up, baby.
I did like. Did you watch the Doja Cat video for Say So? It came out.
Someone was asking me, they're like, is the TikTok community stealing her dance moves, or did she steal someone's dance moves from TikTok? But I thought, what specific dance are we talking about? Every time I've watched a video, she's just floating around.
Well, she took her song went viral on TikTok.
That song?
Yeah, with a particular dance move that people are doing, I guess, or whatever. And then she used the dance move in the music video, which I thought, good for whoever made that dance. How cool would that be? You, like, started a trend, and then the ultimate, like, best thing ever that could happen with the trend is the artist that you made it about, like, offered it.
That's like, I keep seeing Kesha really trying to make her Cannibal song into a TikTok dance, and it's bothering me.
It feels
trying too hard. Weren't you the one last year who said like no single can drop without their dance trying to be attached to it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's come to. Well, we live in a world where a song can easily go number one just from going viral on TikTok. So I think every artist is tempted by that.
I mean, that's why Lizzo's song was so big last year, literally because of TikTok.
Which one?
The one.
The one
that was 2 years old, and then it became her biggest hit.
Truth Hurts. Yes.
Yeah, because it was in a Netflix movie, and then like it became a TikTok dance. There was a whole great article on Billboard about the trajectory of that song.
Do you think we're going to get a Lady Gaga sign language, All I Ever Wanted Was Love?
I saw that when she was releasing the trailers, and that's when I thought, oh God, this music video is about to be 15 minutes long, and it's going to be slow motion, her pantomiming sign language of All We Ever Wanted Was Love.
As much as people are haters and they don't like a 15-minute music video, it feeds me. It gives me something. Like
You can't even watch a 30-minute show. How do you watch a 15-minute YouTube video?
Well, you pop an Adderall, strap it in, sit there, take a nap halfway through. No, I just there's something special about like in a Born This Way getting the full plot line of the universe she's creating, or Mary the Night learning about her bedazzler or whatever. Like all of that those little moments give me references that I can share with my other little monsters. And if people don't want to enjoy that, then I think she could easily just put out a 3-minute like official version, and then an extended version for the super fans.
I think brevity is in. Let's keep it. Let's keep this shit concise.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally. first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you watch the Taylor Swift Man video?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
It's a little on the nose for me.
Well, nobody said she's, you know...
reinventing the wheel?
Subtle. Nobody said she's subtle. It was Joe Calderon.
It was. Actually, I thought she... I will give her props. She looked better than Joe Calderon.
I will 100% say they gave her a transformation. And my favorite part of the transformation was they got rid of her upper lip to make it look like she like was like a lipless like me. You know what I mean? the transformation was really good. Whoever did that prosthetics.
I was watching with my roommate and he was like, that's not Taylor Swift. And I was like, okay, I could have told you when the album dropped that she was going to make a video for this song where she was a man in the video, herself playing the man.
Yeah.
Like everybody knew it was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was not surprising in that way. And I don't think there was any moment that I was like, oh, wow, she like,
I know.
I did like the I was confused when the man version of her spoke, and then I realized it was The Rock. That was the
guess,
only thing
I
that
guess
left
I need
to
re-watch it because I didn't even catch that it was The Rock. Did he ask if she smelled what he was cooking?
Ew, no. What?
No. That's what The Rock says.
I know.
That's literally The Rock. He loves smelling and cooking.
I was thinking about getting a pit bull. Named Dale, like Dale.
I'm familiar.
Wouldn't that be cute?
No, I don't think you need a pit bull.
I think it needs me. We've talked about this. We don't need to talk about this more. Anything else to say about Taylor Swift's music video? I thought it was fine. It was fine and fun.
Good for her. An important single.
Sure. Speaking
are
of
we bitches,
I'm not. I'm a kindness punk.
Are we bitches?
I am a kindness punk. Do you watch Love is Blind?
I've watched the whole thing and I'm ready to talk about it.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it really, except that Love is Blind.
You know our friend Michael Hartz was a producer on it.
I do know that.
Yeah.
For the people that are listening that may know us from a decade ago, we were in a collab YouTube channel with a few other gays, and one of the gays who was the Monday uploader is what? He's a producer of Love is Blind?
Yeah, he does like the confessionals. He does it for so many reality shows. I'm so jealous.
I know.
I text him all the time and I'm like, give me the behind the scenes scoop. Because he still works on Project Runway too, and you know I still watch that.
Right. Okay, so Love is Blind, is that worth the full watch now that you've given it the full watch?
I definitely enjoyed it more than The Bachelor, but I've never really been a big fan of The Bachelor. I found that, so this, the Love is Blind, it starts out with two people in like two different pods sitting across from each other. They can't see each other, but they're just like talking through the wall essentially, or a screen or whatever. I wanted to see more of the like mundane conversation, the like get to know each other. Like that's the part that was most interesting to me. But of course, that's just like the first two episodes or so. And then they come out of the pods, they meet each other, they move in together, they start dating, they decide if they're going to get married, all within like a 6 week period. But I was just, yeah, I was so much more interested. I could just watch them sit and like have a conversation through the wall for hours and hours and hours. And I actually wish the show were more of that.
You know, like, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah. And it's
It could easily have like the plotline episodes that you need to watch if you want to watch the entire series. And then like supplementary episodes that are like, here's bonus if you just want to watch more. Like,
yeah,
what's the problem? They're going to edit through all of it.
And it just seems, I liked it, but it just seemed silly to try to rush anyone kind of into marriage. Like, I get that was the whole spiel, like you're supposed to meet your soulmate, and then they like rushed them into 6 weeks worth of marriage. Like, a lot of these people genuinely made good connections with the other people that they ended up like wanting to date. So like, I get that it's a show and they want to wrap it up and like the wedding is the big finale, a thing that they want people to tune in for, but I'm like, if I were in that pod and I met someone that I really liked, I'd be like, no, let's not get married in 6 weeks, but let's continue to date.
Right.
And yeah. like a lot of, it looked like every single one of the people for the most part were all based in Atlanta. So it's like, not only did you meet someone great that you're into, but you also live in the same town. So like, it's very feasible to just like take a few steps back and not necessarily get married within 6 weeks.
Yeah, but they're making a TV show, so.
I know. But I enjoyed it. There's definitely some people you love to hate.
But would you say, I saw some reviews of it on Twitter that, girl, all these people are hot, and the whole premise is like, you don't know what
literally,
they're
gonna look like. So like, literally, I thought the exact same thing. It's like, they're all trying to be like, Love is Blind, and then it's like, they cast all attractive people.
Right. So, but at the same time, imagine if they cast a whole bunch of like, not so attractive people by certain standards.
Bitch,
wouldn't
that
be kind of like a terrible, mean show? I don't know. How do you get away with doing that when, like, clearly the casting meant to say to the audience, like, here are the uglies?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like with The Voice, they like try to act like it's like a big reveal. You don't get to see somebody, but like the only time you don't get to see who's singing on The Voice is for like the first 30 seconds. Then everything else is like visually impacted.
Right.
I enjoyed it. I did watch it. I get a little like, I don't know, straight like dating shows. I guess the only one I really am into is Are You the One, which is an MTV show. But like The Bachelor and this stuff, it just makes me like frustrated. Because I guess I don't see a lot of like straight relationships in real life anymore. So then I watch these shows. No, I'm serious. So then I watch these shows and then I think that this is what straight relationships is and that are. And then I have to remind myself like that's not the case. Not all the people are this stupid or immature or...
It's reality like, TV. It's extreme, and it's provoked by producers, and it's edited, and they're drunk. And
this one girl had to. I looked up because when I do watch shows like this, I do like dabble. Like, let me just peek at what Twitter is saying to like reinforce if everyone hates the same person I hate. One girl had to turn off all of her Instagram comments.
Listen, I've been there.
I mean, I wouldn't have bullied her. I've definitely thought it in my head, but I wouldn't have like went and told her she was shit on her Instagram.
Sure. Well, apparently they filmed it a couple of years ago. So
yeah, it was filmed in 2018. And so, and now there's, well, the same week that this episode of the podcast comes out on Netflix's YouTube channel, they're doing a reunion and I am ready for that reunion.
Okay. Well, I guess, keep me posted. Do you think they're going to get a season two out of this? Is that what's going to come back?
Absolutely.
Sure. The things like this are so cheap to make, easy to make.
Oh yeah, I know. They're all just like sitting in a room. I'm sure it was the same house they used for The Circle.
Well, it's the perfect reality show for today's climate because imagine we might be soon in a world where you have to stay in your home. You can't leave.
Oh, because of the coronavirus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you sound like my dad.
Well, it's a real thing. I was listening to, there's an episode of The Daily where they break down all of like, here's the worst case scenario, here's the best case scenario, what the reality is, the context within like the history of viruses like the coronavirus, which is really helpful because I feel like my dad is the same way where he's like, make sure you run and buy this and that and stock up
on
that.
I'm like, On the View today, the CDC representative said that those masks don't do shit, so don't waste your time and don't waste your money.
Well, I was at CVS today, and they had signs everywhere saying, we don't have masks, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, bitch, like this, people are real freaking out.
Literally, the rep from the CDC was like, nah, those aren't doing anything.
What I've heard so far is wash your hands.
I don't understand how every time someone gets sick, we all have to be reminded to wash our hands.
There's some gross
people out
there.
Weren't you taught that when you were a child?
Some grody ass people. And apparently don't touch your face. I read that you touch your face like thousands and thousands and maybe even a million times a day. I don't know how many times a day, but.
Is this like when they say you eat 7 spiders in your lifetime?
I guess. I don't know.
I was laying in bed thinking about that the other night. Wonder if I'm going to eat any spiders tonight.
No, you weren't.
I swear to God.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you see the thing that was going around this morning, trending all around the world about the like people that won't drink Corona beer because of the coronavirus?
Are these the same people that like burned their Nikes because of Colin Kaepernick?
Probably. I mean, it's a very retweetable stat because you've got probably extreme right people being like, look at these sensitive lefties who they're so scared. It's overhyped, this disease thing. And of course, they're idiots because of it. And then you got the left people that are like, these Trump idiots probably don't know anything about science. And like, so each type of person would think that 38% of people is the other type of person. You know what I mean? They would find True. A reason to think blah, 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 blah.
I believe
that. But I saw Hank Green posting about how the source of that stat is very misleading, and it's not actually like a good stat because they did a poll apparently, and the 38% of people not buying Corona under any circumstances comes from a poll where they asked people, would you ever buy Corona beer? Which includes a lot of people that would just never buy Corona beer. You know what I mean? The poll had nothing to do with coronavirus.
That sounds like how our news gets spread in a nutshell in this country.
And so now the number one trending topic in the world was 38% of people because of this coronavirus thing, and people aren't actually doing any thinking about what they're retweeting before they retweet it. So welcome to America.
Here we are.
Here we are.
You didn't talk about that girl who posted that article about dating, about Gaga dating her ex.
Yeah, because I can't read it without the, like you did.
I thought the same thing, but all it actually made me do was just create a login, which was annoying. I used my spam email, but I logged in and read the article and I thought, this woman.
Okay, so what's the situation?
It just sounded like a desperate attempt. So those of you who don't know, there is this woman who apparently is ex-girlfriends of the guy that's currently dating Lady Gaga. And when Lady Gaga posted the first picture of them together on her Instagram back like the day after the Super Bowl, apparently this girl got like 15 texts from her friends being like, oh my God, did you see Gaga's dating your ex? And then it was just this like whole article, like she was trying to make us feel sorry for her that her boyfriend was dating Gaga, and I just thought it was stupid. I thought, like, way to make something about yourself. We all have exes. Like,
I think it is a really interesting perspective, though, because it's like, can you imagine one of your exes, like, suddenly?
I would be so unaffected by this.
I know, but it still would pique your like curiosity, don't you think?
It just like bordered into like a little sad, and then she tried to like spin it into like talking a little bit about how we're all like obsessed with social media and like looking into each other's lives. And there was this part that she wrote about how she's like still follows exes of hers on Instagram, and even though she hasn't talked to them in years, she knows their kids' names. And I was like, okay, well, that's weird. Maybe unfollow those people. Or like, I don't know. I didn't enjoy the article at all. And they were talking about it. They were talking about it on The View, and it was one of the very few times Meghan McCain and I agreed about something.
I think you and Meghan McCain have a lot in common.
Should we run for president?
Both very pink hands, you know. Wow.
Pink hands?
You know how she does her full face makeup and it's very level colored, and then you have her, then she gesticulates with her hands and it's like the pinkest pink skin.
I try not to watch that.
We've discussed this. It drives me nuts. It's my one petty thing that I hate her for.
Pink hands. Oh, tweet it at her. Nice pink hands.
Watch. Next time you see a clip, you're going to think, wow, those are some pink gloves you've got on.
She's going to tweet at you, wow, Tyler, didn't realize we had beef. Always been a big fan.
Yeah, well, that's already happened. Did you, last thing to discuss, we're probably going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race next week because the premiere is tonight. But did you see the drama between Jake Paul and Zayn and Gigi Hadid?
No.
Do you even care?
which Paul is this?
This is the Paul.
Is this the big Paul or the little Paul?
I think this is the little Paul. This is not the Suicide Forest Paul.
Okay.
Which one fights it? Boxes or maybe?
I thought they both boxed each other. I don't know. I remember
Have you ever boxed somebody's ears? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Would you rather have one up or two down?
Pretty rude. I hate that. Okay, so apparently he was like at a hotel and then saw Zayn walking home and going into his room. And then he tweeted at Zayn like something about like going about him going home alone or I don't know. What was it? Zayn, if you're reading this, stop being angry because you came home alone to your big ass hotel room. Ha 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 ha. And then Gigi Hadid tweeted, LOL, because he doesn't care to hang out with you and your embarrassing crew of YouTube groupies. Home alone with his best friends like a respectful king because he has me, sweetie, unbothered by your irrelevant, ugly ass. Go to bed.
Gigi Hadid's dating Zayn.
Allegedly, according to this article.
Well, what does Yolanda think?
Who is Yolanda?
Yolanda's Gigi's mom. She was on Real Housewives. You know that's my thing now.
I don't know. I have no clue who Yolanda is. I couldn't pick Gigi Hadid out of a lineup. Sometimes I think there's supermodels at my gym and I think, am I clueless or are you a Hadid?
I used to think the same thing, but then I watched old seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and now I could definitely pick Gigi out.
Well, I really couldn't. Oh, she's been on the Real Housewives show.
Yeah. Well, because she was like 16 at the time. She got a DUI.
You know what? It happens.
Might have been an MIP. Don't quote me on that. Don't sue.
What's an MIP? Oh, minor in possession.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't care about this fight before I learned about it, and I don't care about it now.
Care about it after making me hear about it?
I enjoy dragging you into things and then thinking, enjoy this useless knowledge.
What did Zayn say? What did he have to say?
Well, their video came out because I think Jake Paul put out like the vlog, and it was him yelling at Zayn through his door,
and they
Zayn
just happened back. To, and they just happened to be staying at the same hotel.
I guess I don't know.
Isn't that stalking?
Well, that's what all of Zayn's fans were saying. They were like, "Yeah, you're harassing Zayn."
Yeah, leave literally, don't follow someone to their room at a hotel. That's illegal.
I agree. I think the last laugh goes to Zayn because he never even acknowledged that it happened, and Jake Paul clearly lives for this attention. So
I was gonna give you the last laugh of this episode. Go ahead.
Ha-ha! Cut to black. Why?
There you have it. You've got the last laugh.
I think we both have the last laugh because did you hear Amazing Race got canceled forever because of the coronavirus?
It did get canceled. They were like, but they were shooting. And I heard that I heard two people from CBS's Love Island were on the cast this year, and it was two people I did not enjoy on Love Island.
So not canceled forever, but they just postponed shooting because of the coronavirus.
Well, no. But they were out on the course filming, and I don't know if they had done one episode or two episodes or what, but then they had to like cancel and shut down. So oh my God. Like, how do you pick back up?
I would be furious.
Oh, I know you would.
I would say, nope, we're not coming back. Y'all got your chance.
We can race with the corona.
I would love to race with a corona. Amazing Race drunk.
Well. I'll pass.
Maybe in 15 years.
Well, we're down to 13 now.
13 years. I can't believe we got the last laugh. Last laugh cover blast.
Is that where people can find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at Last Laugh Cover Blast Kindness Punk.
No! I was going to be Kindness Punk.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to be kind. I'm at Kindness Hunk.
Oh. I was thinking it was going to be, what is it? A lot of chiffon. You're a lot of chiffon and I am a lot of tulle.
Yeah, well, definitely.
You know what I'm saying about that? A lot of tulle.
That's not what the Yelp reviews say.
What? Okay. Well, Corey,
we've really hey, nailed getting out of this episode.
I know. P.S. Can people still donate to your fundraiser?
Oh, yeah, they can. And actually, like, a lot of you did donate, and that was very sweet of you. So you can still donate because I'm not playing until this summer. And I pinned it like a highlight on my Instagram story. So if you want to see what we're talking about a Survivor charity thing that I'm doing this summer. If you go to my Instagram, which is at Corey Cool, you can see a highlight that says Live to Give, which is the charity we're playing for. And it gives you all the information on how you can donate. Yeah. And they send me like updates of the people who do donate. So I should get a list of some names. So I'll probably shout out some of you for doing so because I super appreciate it.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you want to, again, it's on Corey's Instagram. I just pulled it up. It was super easy to do. Go donate. It's for a good cause.
Yeah. Corey. And you can do Venmo, which is like takes 3 seconds.
Easy breezy guarantee. Okay. I'll see you next week, you little kindness punk.
A kindness hunk.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Later.
Later.